Do you accept that Northern Ireland's leaving the EU, no matter what?
Well, there has been a UK vote to leave the EU. That was not the position, that is not the express wish of the people of Northern Ireland. So I want to make sure that for the people of Northern Ireland, all the benefits and accesses and opportunities of European Union membership, including customs union treatment and single market treatment, remain. That's what we want to do.
Do you accept that Northern Ireland is leaving the EU?
No, I accept, as I repeat, I accept that a decision has been made at a UK level. That is not what the people of Northern Ireland wanted. What I want to do is to maximise, and the SDLP want to do, is to maximise the opportunities to
You've
fully
said that,
reflect.
But it's a simple question. What I want to do with all of you in these political interviews is please just give me a yes or no answer and then expand on it, of course. Do you accept Northern Ireland is leaving the EU?
Do you accept that Northern Ireland
so
voted to remain?
You're not going to answer that.
No, do you accept that Northern Ireland voted to remain?
Yes.
Yes, you do accept that Northern Ireland voted for it. Do you also accept that Northern Ireland, people in Northern Ireland overwhelmingly voted for the Good Friday Agreement, which was based on the assumption of common membership of the EU as between the UK and Ireland?
Mark, Northern Ireland is leaving the EU. Can you bring yourself to say that?
Sorry, let's be very clear. I recognise that there was a UK vote to leave the EU.
Yes.
That was not the
Last
express
time I
wishes
looked,
of the
Northern
people
Ireland
of Northern
was
Ireland.
Part of the UK.
It certainly wasn't the express wishes of people in the constituency where I am sitting
but
now.
But it was a UK-wide vote.
It wasn't
broken down into different
and
parts of
the
UK.
And also the vote for the Good Friday Agreement was an all-Ireland vote, and it was a vote that was passed with a much more overwhelming majority. What we are trying to do is to reconcile the different mandates that people are now quoting in relation to these arrangements. Now, they can be reconciled if we fully develop and implement the Good Friday Agreement in all of its strands. Strand 2 of the Good Friday Agreement has been underimplemented, underdeveloped.
Hold on a second. What type of Democrat are you if you cannot bring yourself to say, yes, we accept that Northern Ireland, as part of that UK vote, is leaving the European Union?
Because we are making it very clear, we do not accept, for instance, whenever the UK referendum was taking place, there were lots of people on the Leave side who were saying that leaving the EU didn't necessarily have to mean leaving the customs union. There was lots of people who said leaving the EU did not necessarily mean leaving the single market. Lots of people on the Leave side said we could be part of the European Economic Area even if we were outside the European Union. Now we are being told by the Brexiteers that none of those things can happen. What I want to do is to make sure that whatever happens in the rest of the UK, that Northern Ireland, we retain all of the advantages of membership of the EU that we have enjoyed.
Are you realistic?
And that are integral to the Good Friday Agreement as well. Well, remember...
So you want
those
special
people
status for Northern Ireland?
Yes, we make no bones about that. So we called for that in an Assembly vote. We were the first to propose special status for Northern Ireland. We called for that in an Assembly vote. Unfortunately, that Assembly vote didn't get a majority because not all of Sinn Féin were there. People like Chris Hazard and Alex Maskey missed the vote. So we lost by a majority of one. So Sinn Féin, who keep quoting the vote that they had in the Dáil on special status, forget to mention that when it came to special status in Northern Ireland, first of all, one, they jeered and sneered at the concept and attacked us for it. So we make no apologies. You're going on as though it's a big revelation
that
we want special status. We do want special status, and how we translate
special
status... What does
special status mean?
I actually think special status would look like fully implementing the Good Friday Agreement in the context of Brexit.
For ordinary members of the public, like myself, how that would affect my life. What does it mean? What does special status actually mean?
Well, what special status actually means is that Northern Ireland... Well, first of all, what special status means, the first principle of it is that Northern Ireland is not simply dragged out of the EU against its wishes whenever EU membership was clearly a known factor and taken as a given
Stop there.
Because we are different from the rest of the UK, Stephen.
Right,
Northern Ireland is different
from
the rest of the UK.
Scotland would say the same.
Scotland cannot say
this. Is there any chance of... Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So on that first point you make, that we will not be dragged out of the EU against our will, so you feel that special status means that we can exclude ourselves from the result of the UK referendum? You're delusional, Mark.
No, we can use the Good Friday Agreement to make sure that we continue to be treated on a sort of a lean-to basis with the South.
You just said stop ourselves being dragged out of the EU.
As far
That's what
as
you
e-
just
as,
said.
Again, so I said that's the first reason for special status.
Yeah.
Is we are different. Yes.
Because well, so I asked you what it looked like, and you said we can stop ourselves being dragged out of the EU. No, we can't.
Sorry, I said the first reason, I said the first principle in why we're seeking special status is people are telling us we have to be taken out of the EU because of a UK vote, because of votes in England and Wales. Okay. And they're also saying that the terms in which we're taken out of the EU mean no customs union access, no single market treatment, no membership of the EEA, which wasn't what they were saying during the referendum.
So
I am not going to have, I'm not going to stand for other people dictating to us what Brexit is going to mean for us in circumstances where we didn't even vote for Brexit, okay? I am not going to be a slave to some
but
sort of
UK-wide
interpretation
that other
people Scotland come up with.
But the rest of the UK could say that too. Scotland could say that,
well, no,
they?
Scotland cannot. Scotland can't say that in quite the same way, Stephen, because Scotland's constitutional status is different from Northern Ireland's. Again, this goes back to the Good Friday Agreement. Northern Ireland is unique within the UK. We do have a different constitutional status. So when it comes to a vote on any referendum on Irish unity, it is clear that unlike when there's a referendum in Scotland, Northern Ireland's membership of the EU would be clear. So if there's a vote for Irish unity, we are automatically members of the EU. We don't have to go through an Article 49 negotiation,
I understand that.
Which the UK will have to go through if it wants to re-enter, or which an independent Scotland would have to go through.
By the way, the majority of people in Scotland voted to remain.
We're different in terms of citizenship.
I get that, but the majority of people in Scotland voted to remain, 62 against 38%. So why can't they have the same theory as yours?
Because they don't have the Good Friday Agreement.
Hold on a minute, but part of your thrust this morning is that the majority of people in Northern Ireland voted to remain in the EU. That is part of your argument. And you have said this morning that you're defining, part of your definition.
And they're the people we serve democratically.
And you're saying, Mark...
I'm very friendly with people in Scotland, but I don't serve them democratically.
You are saying, Mark, that part of what a special status in Northern Ireland would look like was that we could say we're refusing to be dragged out of the European Union.
Sorry,
that is what you've said.
Sorry, I did not. If you check back, I did not say
I'll
that was what special
if you
status.
Want.
That is, I did not say that is what special status looked like. I said a starting point, a key principle of this, as a reason why we're
right,
looking.
Okay. So the key principle is that we're refusing
that
to be dragged out of the EU.
The
why can't Scotland say the same?
It's going back to the agreement. Well, first of all, I'm not here to argue for Scotland's position.
You're trying to nullify the result of a UK referendum.
Sorry, I am not. I am trying to make sure that we reflect the clear wishes of the people in Northern Ireland. Remember, whenever we signed up to the Good Friday Agreement and negotiated the Good Friday Agreement, we put a primacy on the wishes of the people of Northern Ireland. We put a clear primacy in that. Do you think I'm just going to ignore that when it comes to an issue like Brexit, particularly if it means that in doing so we're going to subscribe to other people dictating terms which are going to fundamentally
damage
the
Good Friday Agreement? You're not accepting the result of the referendum, Mark, are you? You're not accepting the result.
I don't think it applies
to Northern Ireland.
Sorry, I accept the result. Result of the referendum in Northern Ireland. I recognise the result of the referendum elsewhere. What I want to do is fully protect the Good Friday Agreement. Remember,
there was no Northern Ireland referendum.
I said the result of the referendum in Northern Ireland.
There can't be a result of the referendum in Northern Ireland if there was no referendum in Northern Ireland. This was an exclusive referendum. It was a UK-wide referendum, as you well know.
Well, sorry, there was a result of a referendum in Northern Ireland. Just as you've quoted, there was a result of a referendum in Scotland as well. Just as there were results at
the rules were clear.
Whatever the overall result was, bound everybody into it.
The rules were clear, Mark.
Yes, and our job as elected representatives here is to best reflect and serve the wishes of people here, both our constituents and the people of Northern Ireland at large. I also recognise that we still have the enduring result of the referendum on the Good Friday Agreement. What we have to do is say how, in the context of Brexit being engineered at a UK level, can we fully protect the Good Friday Agreement here in Northern Ireland.
And this is important. I'm not trying to be clever. I want to understand this. Hold on.
That makes us different to Scotland or
anywhere
else.
And does that mean, Mark?
We have every sympathy with Scotland's case.
And
we are in a distinct position.
And is part of the tactic, Mark? I just want to be clear about this because some people may support you in this. Look, the applications for Irish passports are huge at the moment. I hear you, right? So are you saying that part of the tactic around Brexit, as far as the SDLP is concerned, is for Northern Ireland to say we are not being dragged out of the EU against our will? Is that what you're saying?
We do not want to be removed from all of the accesses and benefits and opportunities that EU membership have given us, including all of the cross-border opportunities, all of the single market opportunities within the island of Ireland. We want to continue to optimise those. Now, how can we do that in the context of Brexit? Well, while the Good Friday Agreement didn't envisage Brexit ever happening and always envisaged common membership of the EU, the Good Friday Agreement can still provide answers to us, even in the context of Brexit. And remember, right, the EU27 have said that when it comes to the island of Ireland, they will respect existing bilateral agreements, and also they are up for creative and innovative solutions. Now, if we take an existing bilateral agreement, such as the Good Friday Agreement, we can see there's huge opportunity for creative and innovative and flexible solutions there if we fully develop the Good Friday Agreement, not least the North-South Strand, Strand 2. But not only that aspect.